Well, Mom and Dad hopefully taught you the importance of good mental health and what you need to do to have it. Reality is, yeah, that lesson didn't stick into adulthood for a lot of people, maybe you. Reasons vary, procrastination, nothing was hurting. Then the COVID pandemic came along and created challenges for people who even wanted to go to the dentist. Since that obstacle, that's been removed, another one has been revealed. There are people who just can't afford to go to the dentist. There's a solution for many of these people, which could return them to a strong dental health regimen and all the benefits that brings with it. It's called the Dental Lifeline Network. Here with the details is a dentist who was also a volunteer with the program, Attention Dentists. They could want to use you, too. We'll find out more about this as we talk with Dr. Mark Vitale. How are you today, Doctor?
Morning, Chris. Hope you're doing well.
Doing well, indeed. Especially bringing news about the program like the Dental Lifeline Network, which online, it's dentallifeline.org. Learn more about Dr. Vitale's practice, Edison Dental Arts. It is the obvious, edisondentalarts.com. When people think of dental health, I mean, like I said in the intro, Doctor, nothing hurts, so why bother going? And even with a yearly checkup, a lot of people just say, well, everything looks good to me, so I'll just save the money. But what does bad oral health create the potential to develop as far as your overall health is concerned?
Well, you know, one of the disconnects that exists in society is this lack of understanding that the mouth is part of your body and oral health is part of overall health. And we see it all the time where individuals aren't aware of it and need to be educated. You know, when you look at diseases such as diabetes and heart disease, you know, there's always manifestations in the mouth that a dentist can identify and coordinate with the physician in helping the patient out. You also have individuals who may be pregnant, and there are many manifestations in the house, in their mouth. Individuals undergoing cancer treatment, the same thing. So the various conditions systemically have direct impact on the mouth, and the condition of the mouth has a direct impact on the rest of the body.
And there is a difference between practicing good dental health as well as versus dental care. Case in point, this is according to Wallet Hub. New Jersey, while it ranks 11th overall for dental health, we rank only 39th, which is the bottom of the list or close to it, in dental care. So people are not connecting how one is vital for the other to achieve what it needs to.
That's correct, Chris. You know, there are a number of obstacles that exist when it comes to oral health care, and it's something I've seen in my 40 years in practice in New Jersey. Of course, there's always the issue of finances, but then there's also the issue of geography and being able to get to a dentist, who many people think if to go to a dentist, you have to have insurance and you have to be able to go to a dentist that's in a plan, which is a misnomer. And then, of course, the most important is education. There's never been enough education out there about the need for quality oral health care and its connection with systemic health. So one of the things we do in our office, and I know many of my colleagues do also, is focus on education. And that's where we utilize our dental hygienists and our dental team in educating the patients in getting to understand the need for quality, regular oral health care and its connection to the entire body.
Yeah, certainly the education. If you don't have dentist visits as part of your regular dental health care, that education pretty much stops for you, at least, once you get out of elementary school, when you think about that. So let us get to, because you did refer to costs, and people think of that as being the main hurdle for dental health. Talk about what the purpose, what the goal, the process is.
So with Dental Lifeline Network, we created a network of dentists nationwide, about 13,000 dentists here in New Jersey, about 600 dentists, who volunteer their time in treating patients who fall between the cracks. Essentially, these are individuals that don't have the resources financially to go to a dentist or perceive they don't. They're individuals that don't qualify for Medicaid. They're individuals that have never had access to quality health care. And what we do is through our network of volunteer dentists and our dental associations with Dental Lifeline, in conjunction with Dental Lifeline Network, we do marketing to make individuals aware of our services. So for myself, you know, my patients, we see several patients a year that come in from Dental Lifeline Network. And these are individuals that usually have serious medical problems, don't see the priority in oral health care, and they've developed an acute situation that forces them to seek help. And fortunately, they find Dental Lifeline Network, are assigned to a dentist, and they're taken care of.
And this is for the necessities and the basics. This isn't for, I guess you would call that the glamour aspects, like implants or veneers or things like that. This is for the bare but important necessities for returning to a good dental health care.
Well, you know, do we do veneers? Maybe on occasion. Probably not very many implants, but I can tell you that we provide comprehensive care for these individuals. And if you don't mind, I'm going to use one patient as an example, because I use this gentleman as an example all the time. His name is Harold. He came to me about 2 years ago, severe medical problems, severely overweight, had not gone to a dentist in many, many years. He was completely debilitated with his oral health. We worked on him for a number of months and got him fixed up. He smiled, gave myself and my staff all a hug, and he said it was the first time in years that he was able to smile. He came back to me 6 months later for follow-up, and he had lost weight. He had reduced his medications. His diabetes was under control. His hypertension was under control. So I look at that as a win-win, because it's overall health that we're looking at, not just a veneer or, you know, aesthetics.
As the good doctor had mentioned earlier in our conversation, talking with Dr. Mark Vitale, from the Edison Dental Arts, edisondentalarts.com, filling us in, no pun intended, about the Dental Lifeline Network, which you, if this is sounding like your answer that you've been looking for, you can find more information at dentallifeline.org, and you are listening to Issues and Ideas. I'm glad you mentioned that story, because I think it demonstrates just how simple it is. Strange choice of words, maybe, for the person listening thinking, oh, yeah, but how simple it is for that one visit created that big of a change, and also can get someone back into habitually paying attention at all aspects of their dental health and well-being.
That's correct, Chris. You know, all it takes is a conversation. The challenge is getting the patient in the door. And that's what Dental Lifeline Network is working on now, is not only marketing to dentists who may want to volunteer, but also to those individuals who are really in need and aren't aware of the services we provide. So it's individuals like yourself that are assisting us in marketing these services and getting the word out that there's no reason to ignore your mouth just because you think you can't afford it. There are resources out there, and we can help with those resources.
I do have to give you the heads up. The application is a detailed one, because this program is indeed answering a need, as evidenced by the waiting list, which leads us into this part of the conversation, Doctor. With that waiting list, obviously you want to get as many people to the dentist and into the chair as quickly as possible, ergo the need for more volunteers. So what does a dentist have to do in order to become a volunteer with this program?
It's extremely simple. They go to dentallifeline.org. There is a button to click to volunteer. There's a very short application process where you list your demographics. You're contacted, and you become a volunteer. It's not complicated at all. Right now, for example, in New Jersey, we have about 600 volunteers. My hope is to at least double that within the next year. We have a number of individuals that are waiting to see a dentist. For a dentist, to me, it's a no-brainer. There isn't a reason why a dentist can't see one or two patients a year and assist in this program. The satisfaction that you get far exceeds any monetary reward. I can tell you that. I've been doing this for over 20 years. So I would encourage every dentist to volunteer for Dental Lifeline Network.
And that ties into something I've said so many times, talking with community organizations and someone hearing a need thinking, well, this group that donated tens of thousands of dollars, what difference would my $10 or $5 make? Well, in this case, maybe a dentist was thinking, well, yeah, that's a great program, but how much of a help can I be? And you mentioned one, two, three patients a year would make a huge difference, because if a lot of dentists did that small number of patients, that waiting list would go down, I would think, rather rapidly.
That's correct. I mean, the way I look at it, there are 8,000 dentists in the state of New Jersey. Can you imagine the impact we could have if every dentist saw one patient a year? That'd be huge.
So to find out more, if you are in need of dental services, or you're hearing what the good doctor has placed before you as an opportunity to give to really your community, when you think about that, as people are assigned to ideally dentists who are most local to them, or at least more easily accessible to them, dentallifeline.org. We do have the link at our homepage as well. Learn more about the Dental Lifeline Network. Learn more about Dr. Vitale's practice, Edison Dental Arts. It is edisondentalarts.com. Dr. Vitale, thanks so much for bringing the attention to this program. It really deserves, and hopefully we get you some more volunteers and, you know, work that waiting list down to a lot more manageable, a lot more rapid pace. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you, Chris. Greatly appreciate your support.